In case you missed it, here's a quick recap of the USA versus Iran World Cup match. It was a must-win for the USA, and the Americans controlled possession right from the start. Midfielders Tyler Adams and Weston McKennie dominated and created opportunities for Timothy Weah and Serginho Dest to put in dangerous crosses. In the 38th minute, Christian Pulisic put his body on the line quite literally when he converted a header from Dest before crashing into Iranian keeper Alireza Birinvand. According to opposition channel Iran International, there were also celebrations from some anti-government quarters in Tehran. Just before halftime, USA almost got a second goal. Timothy Weah found himself one-on-one with Birinvand and slotted it. But he was ruled offside and the goal was disallowed. In the second half, American goal scorer Christian Pulisic did not return after his heavy collision with the keeper, and he was eventually taken to hospital. Iran brought on Saman Ghoddos, who had his team's first real chance in the 51st minute, but his header went over the bar. He had another near miss around 10 minutes later, and it felt like Iran were raising the intensity. Soon after, US striker Josh Sargent stepped on the ball and twisted his ankle, ruling him out for the rest of the match. In the 80th minute, Iranian players appealed for a handball in the box from US defender Shaq Moore. The result would be a penalty, but VAR spotted no infringement. In extra time, Iran's Morteza Puraliganji sent a diving header just wide of Matt Turner's goal, nearly equalizing for Iran. In the final minutes, Iran players swarmed the ref looking for a penalty after forward Taremi went down in the box. VAR once again said no. The result sends Iran packing, while the US are through to the next round, where they'll face the Netherlands on Saturday.